today.
There is a critical need for foster parents now in the Detroit area. Hi, I'm Young Country 99.5's Ron Brand, asking you to make room in your heart and your home and become a foster parent with Lutheran Social Services of Michigan. For more information, please call 1-877-464-3264. That's 1-877-464-3264. On behalf of the kids, thank you from Young Country 99.5, where we do more than just care about our country.
You're listening to the Young Country 99.5 First Shift on WYCD Detroit, where entertainment and news are job one.
The recount is finally done in Florida. Say hallelujah. It's 5:59. We're holding at 47 windy degrees this morning on Young Country 99.5. Good morning. I'm Bob Schumann, and this report is brought to you by Lowe's. The final vote in Florida, George W. Bush beat Albert Gore by a mere 327 votes out of 6 million cast. Florida's Attorney General Catherine Harris cautions we're still several days away from learning the winner in Florida, though. The general election may not be certified until this coming Tuesday, and the final outcome may not be determined until all of the overseas absentee ballots are tallied 1 week from today. Above and beyond Florida, four other states may wind up with a vote recount, and then once the winner of the race is declared coast to coast, the losing party could wind up filing legal actions, delaying the final outcome even more. George W. Bush has already set up a White House transition team. He's pretty confident, and that has greatly angered Al Gore. It's 6 o'clock now. Anna Petra checks on your drive to work.
Thank you. Traffic brought to you by Standard Federal Bank. Chillier this morning, real windy. So, you know, if the kids go into school, bundle up and yourself bundle up if you're a cold one like that. But actually looking decent on the road, a little bit damp depending on you are, but mostly dry from all the rain that we had yesterday. And MDOT telling us we're going to shut down the Ford Freeway this weekend. I-94 will be closed in both directions between Gratiot and the Lodge. That's I-94 in both directions will be shut down between Gratiot and the Lodge. I'm assuming that's going to start sometime tonight, Friday, either 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, and wrap up for us early Monday morning. Well, what's in Standard Federal Bank's Blue Box? Home construction loans that let you break ground without breaking a sweat. Call Michigan's leading home mortgage lender at 1-800-HOME-800. They are an equal housing lender. I'm a Fentro with Young Country 99.5 Traffic.
Senator-elect Debbie Stabenow says her first order of business once she settles into her new digs in D.C. will be campaign finance reform. She says her battle against Spencer Abraham cost both contenders $18 million, making it the most expensive race in Michigan history. A freighter loaded with rolled steel ran aground near Cleveland yesterday. The ship is based in Hong Kong. It was able to limp onward to Detroit for repairs after being inspected. Ironically, it was 25 years ago today. The Edmund Fitzgerald sank in a fierce November storm in Lake Superior. State of Texas dispatched another death row inmate last night. Miguel Flores became the 35th convicted killer to die in Texas this year. He got his for killing a video store clerk 11 years ago. A big blowout at the White House last night as they continue to celebrate the 200th birthday of the presidential residence. On hand last night for the party, President Bill Clinton and former presidents George Bush, Jimmy Carter, and Gerry Ford. Ronald Reagan couldn't make it. He is in the latter stages of Alzheimer's disease. Sports: Pistons beat the Nets in New Jersey 108-94. They'll play in Indiana tomorrow night. Red Wings take on the Kings in Los Angeles tomorrow evening. Wolverines host the Penn State Nittwit Lions in college football tomorrow, while the Spartans take on the PU Boilermakers in East Lansing. NASCAR racing shifts to Homestead, Florida on Sunday, and the Lions take on the Falcons here on Sunday. Game is sold out, so it will be on TV. Here's your forecast, including Monroe, Mabee, and Metamora. Ladies, we have issued a skirt alert, so when you step outside, you'll know why. It's really, really windy this morning. Cloudy, windy, light rain or drizzle this morning. Cloudy this afternoon and tonight. Partly sunny, cool tomorrow. And rain showers are possible late in the day on Sunday. A high today, tomorrow, 48. Low tonight, 33. High on Sunday, 55. 47 degrees now at 6:02 on Young Country 99.5. I'm old Buckaroo Bob Schumann on the first shift, along with Ephedra and Kevin O'Neill.
Thank you, Bob. Finally, Friday. Coming up, your word of the day, and Earl Pitts.
I was feeling the blues. I was watching the news when this fella came on the TV. He said, I'm telling you that science has proved that heartaches are healed by the sea. Good time in May.
Bring me to Pina Colada.
It's the Young Country 99.5 First Shift with Kevin O'Neill, Afentra, and Bob Schumann.
Young Country 99.5.
Brad Paisley on Young Country 99.5. The first shift at 10 after 6, 6:10. Friday morning, Kevin O'Neill, Bob Schumann, Afentra checking out your ride. How we doing?
Doing good. Nothing to let you know about. Looking good, which is a good thing for you. Hopefully it's going to stay that way all morning long. We do have construction, M59 eastbound between I-75 and Squirrel Road. They're blocking the left lane. And a little bit later on, expect travel to be down to just one lane during the midday rush hours. But other than that, looking good. MDOT saying they're going to shut down the Ford Freeway this weekend, I-94 between Gratiot and the Lodge. But right now, should be a smooth drive. If I miss something, which is a total possibility, I doubt it today. That's very quiet. Give us a call, 313-298-1999. Traffic brought to you by McNabb Carpet. I'm Afentra with Young Country, 99.5 traffic.
Thanks, Afentra. Cloudy, windy, light rain today. High around 48. Your temp is 47 at 611. Earl Pitts on Young Country, 99.5.
You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me so angry? I just want to go back in time and talk Mary and Joseph into having that baby born in Detroit. Yes, sir. Think about it. You know, if Jesus had been an American, we wouldn't have these nitwits over there in the Middle East killing each other. See, the only thing holy about the Holy Land right now is dead bodies. They're full of bullet holes. You know, the thing I don't understand about this fighting over there in the Middle East, you ever seen the Middle East on TV? What a piece of crud land that is. How'd you like to be a real estate agent selling that? People, we ain't talking about the Garden of Eden here. You can put that Holy Land smack dab in the middle of the U.S. of A, and you couldn't give that place away. 25 years of watching news people reporting from over there, I have never once seen a tree in that whole dang country. I don't even think it got grass over there. No wonder these ragheads got the time to kill each other. They sure as hell don't got to worry about cutting the grass. So you got a country hotter than an oven, people stinking to high heaven, all the houses look all bombed out, spending every day throwing rocks at one another. Actually, that sounds a whole lot like a new drop-in, except for rocks we throw in bottles. Of course, you put that Holy Land in the middle of America, we wouldn't have let it just sit there in no desert full of bombed-out cars. No, sir. We'd have built a theme park there. And it'd be crap tables and topless dancing girls fashion. You can say, yes, sir, Arafat. Wake up, America! Them boys might have been fighting over 1,000 a year, but they missed something us Americans found out a long time ago. Gambling solves everything. We don't need no Middle East peace. We need a Jerusalem resort and casino. Yeah, I'm Earl Pitts, American. Pitts off.
All used auto show carpet on sale at McNabb Carpet for an incredible 28 cents a square foot. 3 days only, Friday through Sunday. McNabb Carpet, I-96 at exit 155 in Milford, or call 248-437-8146.
Some of your appliances, say, the electric potato peeler. Well, you could live without it. But your refrigerator? If that thing died tomorrow, you'd need a new one. Tomorrow. But unfortunately, the typical home improvement store rarely has the appliances you want when you want them. The floor models? Those things are just there to tease you. Kind of like, sorry, we don't have this one in stock, and no, you can't take the floor model because we need the floor model to show people what we have. Well, that's why there's Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse. They have over 25 different dishwashers, more than 50 refrigerators, over 50 ovens, and 40 washers and dryers. From GE Profile, Frigidaire, Maytag, and Whirlpool, all at Lowe's everyday low prices, guaranteed. And if it's on the floor, well, you can take it with you now. Or they'll deliver it within 24 hours, 7 days a week. Think about it. The appliances you want, when you want them. Lowe's, improving home improvement.
Imagine you could choose a new path. A path that can help you or a loved one live better with a medical condition.
There's information like what you should know before you go to the hospital.
Introducing PersonalPath.com, the health site that's free to join, free to use, and made available for all Michigan residents by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Visit PersonalPath.com and take control of your health care. Imagine you could choose a new path. A path that can help you or a loved one live better with a medical condition.
It gives you a lot of ideas on how to help ease pain and also different treatment options.
Introducing PersonalPath.com, the health site that's free to join, free to use, and made available for all Michigan residents by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Visit PersonalPath.com and take control of your health care.
On Fox 2 News Tonight, Fox 2 problem solver Rob Wolchek puts products to the test. The Rocket Chef claims to cook fantastic meals in a flash. Find out if the Rocket Chef gets fame or shame. Before you spend the dough, let Rob give it a go. Tonight on Fox 2 News at 10, news that works for you.
Fox Friday on an all-new Police Videos.
We have the pursuit.
A criminal races toward freedom in Mexico at 120 miles per hour. But he forgot one thing. Texas cops don't take siestas. Hasta la vista, baby. Police Videos, an all-new episode. Then, each year, thousands of crimes go unsolved. But now you can help the authorities and have a chance to earn millions in rewards. We give you the clues. If you crack the case, you could get the cash. Real crimes, real money, million-dollar mysteries, a one-hour special after an all-new Police Videos.
Tonight, starting at 8 on Fox 2 Detroit.
Coming up on 616, 16 after 6, Kevin O'Neill, the first shift, Young Country, 99.5 with Martina McBride.
Don't need no copy of Vogue magazine.
Young Country, 99.5 at 618. 18 past 6, your first shift word of the day is radius. Radius was a way to get information in ancient Rome. See, when Caesar needed the score of, well, the Lions versus the Christians, he just clicked on the radius.